BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yay.
You didn't ask.
You don't have to.
But he'll tell you all about s'mores.
I'd be glad to.
He's loaded with facts.
Oh.
About the great outdoors. And even though we know it's just not great.
Wait a minute.
It's time for the BJRV update. BJRV update.
It's been a while. RV's been parked for a while.
How many trips have we taken so far?
We have taken three trips this far this summer.
And how long have we had it?
We've had the RV since October. Coming up on a year, Jamie.
A year. And we've had 3 weekends.
Great. Well, that is solid. Well worth the investment.
That
yes,
is
well
solid.
Worth it.
Good job.
Yes, we have another one planned. That's why I play you the open this morning.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we've had three at Jellystone. All of them have been Jellystone?
No, three total.
Okay.
Two at Jellystone.
Okay.
And one at Estes Park, you remember.
But that also had a swimming pool.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it had a swimming pool.
Right.
Kind of mandatory for our camping experience. But this time, this one, the fourth one,
yeah.
I mean, we're going to go to Bear Country. We're out in Bear Country. I know for a fact this is Bear Country where we're headed. So
off the grid?
Very dangerous this time around.
Are you finally going to go off the grid? Like, you're not going to have, like, restrooms. You're not going to have a game room. You're not going to have a bar. You're not going to have a restaurant. You're not going to have a bounce house.
Yeah. Cornhole.
Goofy golf. What else was the other stuff? There was so much. Water slides. So this time you're going off the grid.
No. We're going back to Jellystone. And I call it Bear Country because remember the last time we were there,
There was a bear that was on the other side of the fence.
There was a bear that came through the camp. I mean, I was just this far. I mean, looking this bear, staring him eye to eye. It's a very dangerous place, by the way.
You guys are going to Jellystone again?
Yeah, we're going back to Jellystone. That's a great place down there.
You've been there. You've done that.
I know. We're going back.
But there's so many. There's the National Forest.
Yeah, there's.
Like, there's all over the place.
There's
so many other places. There's along rivers.
Well, we feel like we've not experienced all there is to get at Jellystone.
Why, you've been there twice.
So we got to get back there and mingle with our people.
Because some people park along, camp along streams, go fishing. You park along I-25.
Yes, right. You can see the traffic. I mean, it's really a nice view. You got a bear on one side if you look over here. And if you look over here, you got tractor trailer trucks going up I-25. It's the perfect setting for camping. Yeah. Did you see where that lady in Kansas where her family went camping and she got bitten by those spiders?
I did. I thought
Isn't
about
that
myself.
A wild story?
Yeah, because you saw how eaten up I was, right, with all those things. I did see that. So there's a lady, but now she was compromised, I will tell you. She had, I think she had end-staging liver failure or something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so she was compromised, but it doesn't matter. So she was camping, and all of a sudden, she just got eaten alive by all these spiders, and the next thing you know, she had a blood clot behind her knee.
Yeah.
You know?
She almost died, didn't she?
Yep, she sure did.
I didn't know she had those pre-existing conditions.
I mean, still that many spider bites. It's going to be poison in your blood.
I didn't realize a spider could do that much damage.
Oh, a brown recluse?
Yeah.
I told you my dad got bit by one. The whole center of where it bit, he got bit. It fell out like a cork.
No kidding.
Somebody grabbed a cork and pulled it out of his skin.
Would you know one if you saw one? I don't think I would know one.
You would know it. Well, I don't think they're
I don't know.
I don't know if they're prevalent here. They are in the Midwest, so we know what they look like.
Yeah. Do we have anything here that's really dangerous? I know that was Kansas, that story we're talking about.
So she was bit by brown recluse spiders.
That's what it was?
Yeah. I don't know if we have the black widow here or not, because that one you would know because it's black and it has a red like hourglass on its back.
Yeah.
So you would know that one because of the red. That one's really bad too. The recluse is like, it just looks mean. It's just brown and it looks mean.
Yeah.
And that's when you know it's a brown. Do we have them here?
It says that they're not native or established here.
Okay. Do we have anything poison? The black widow? Because that's a bad one.
I see spiders quite often around the house, and I have no problem grabbing them and, throw it on the ground, stomp it or whatever to get rid of it. But I've never even thought about something being poisonous here.
Go ahead.
Yes, we do have the black widow spiders here in Colorado.
Those are bad.
Those are the big dad. Yeah, those are bad dads.
So they're black and they have a red hourglass on their little hump.
They do.
You definitely know.
Is it a heart or is it hourglass?
I think it's an hourglass.
Okay, yeah. But you know it when you see it. It is jet black with that red spot on it.
That sounds nasty.
Yeah, and it'll tear you up.
Yeah.
I think you have to get medical treatment, I think, if you get hit by a black...
Have you ever seen one here? Because you have that cabin, and I would think that's an ideal place for spiders.
No, I haven't seen one out there.
You've never seen one out there?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one here either.
No, so... But it says black widows are native and super common here.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Wow.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says if a black widow bites you, you must seek medical treatment right away. They're rarely fatal, though, but the venom causes severe pain, muscle cramps, and it requires professional medical care.
Jeez, now I'm scared.
I know.
I'm scared to go camping, folks. I'm going to be on the lookout when I'm at Jellystone.
So here's what I do, and you can do it if you want, but I put those sticky traps out. The only problem is sometimes I catch a mouse, which creeps me out.
Yeah.
But they're spider things, and what's cool is they have a guide. And so whatever spiders get stuck in the sticky trap, you have a guide and you can like research on which ones you caught.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I don't think I've ever been bitten by a spider.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't remember. I mean, I've been stung, obviously, by a bee or a wasp or something like that. But yeah. I don't think I've ever been bitten by a spider. I can't remember.
I bet you have in your sleep.
I bet you have too. And remember, I had one in my ear.
Yeah.
Remember, they had to pull it out.
Oh. That's true. Now, I've had a tick before.
Yeah.
You know, stuck to you. Have to get that sucker out.
Yeah.
But I don't know if a spider...
They crawl up your nose. They crawl into your mouth.
Well, I don't like to hear that.
Then they lay eggs.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah, in your mouth and your ears.
Oh, yeah. Back to Jellystone, folks.
Woo-hoo!
BJ, I'm a camper. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.